Light broadcast for December 2019. Can you believe it? Where did this year go? I know we had a lot of activity this year, a lot of growth, a lot of reflection, but it still seems to be moving at lightning speed, and it seems to just be increasing. So based on that, my segment, let's talk about a few things. Did you do any of the work from my piece last month? Did you go through a ceremony for Samhain? Did you really reflect upon what parts of you are going through a death process and let them go? The parts that don't serve you, the parts that hinder you and limit you now, the parts that used to once protect you, those self-judgments that kept you making safe choices, but now those kinds of choices don't seem to yield the result that you're after. Did you really reflect on that? Did you consider that? Did you look to see what it is that you want to fill that space with, those new five words that will reflect what you want to bring in for the next year? If you did, then what you're starting to feel now is you're preparing. It's what I call preparing your nest. You're starting to really realize that we're passing through some important thresholds. We move from Samhain and all that it represents, that final harvest, that turning back and being grateful for the year, and then turning forward and completing the next threshold, which will be the solstice. And I'm not going to talk too much about the importance of the solstice until the next broadcast, because even though this is for December, the way that these are labeled, they are a month in advance. So we actually have a broadcast next month on the solstice. So do you think that's an accident that this broadcast is on that quintessential timeline merge date that Steve and Barbara and the group have been talking about? And the next broadcast, even though we just booked the broadcast for the third Saturday of the month, the next one is on the solstice. These are liminal spaces, and you've heard me talk about that. These are times where your personal magic is more potent when you're focused and when you're really consciously directing it. So between now and the next broadcast, I will talk on the next broadcast a lot about the magic of the solstice and why this is so important. And I'll actually even give you a little bit of a ceremony you can work with on the solstice, because this year it is coming, it's happening after the broadcast airs, which is perfection, so that you can hear it and then move into your practice for the rest of your day and your evening, because this solstice happens in the evening. But between now and then, you are preparing your nest. You're preparing to move to the next threshold. And then after that, we cross the end of the year. So we have a lot of ceremonious days coming, and they're important. They're important for you to really be aware of what you are keeping in your energy field and what you are releasing. And you need to consider taking a serious look at what you tell yourself to be true every day, because you amplify this when you move through liminal spaces. This is where consciousness comes in. You have to enter into these times very consciously. Are you feeling powerless about your job, or do you hate going to it every day and still feel that you have no choice about how you run your life? Can you change the outside condition by going after the condition, or do you change the alignment here and what you believe to be true? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. It becomes very practical. Woo is really not. You've heard me say that the word weird, the origin of the word weird, was spelled W-Y-R-D, and it's an Anglo-Saxon word, and it meant to follow one's natural path of destiny. So talking about ways to work through liminal spaces and ways to manage your energy and ways to self-reflect and align isn't weird. It's following your path of destiny. It creates the reality out in front of you. You have to take ownership of what seems to be quite chaotic in our minds, but when you really peel back the layers, it can be simplified and profound. You can start to see that the reason why you still feel stuck in this job or in this toxic relationship or not setting up yourself to feel courageous enough to just politely tell your truth and not have to, you know, scream it out in the streets, but just to stand quietly in your power, exuding and creating the reality in front of you that you want, and not getting so caught up in the noise. That's a path. That's a trajectory, but it requires consciousness. It requires thought and contemplation. It requires you to recognize and remember how truly magnificent you are. So believing that you have no choice will never support creating a reality that says you're magnificent and can have everything that you want because you want to. You came here to test your abilities, right? So as we move through these liminal spaces, this is the kind of thinking. This is the kind of releasing and revelations going on if you choose to jump in and really take responsibility for all aspects of you. Your self-talk really matters, and you have to start to consider your life. Would you put poisonous chemicals in your homemade soup, right? Would you stir your cauldron with toxicity? No, but then that's exactly what you're doing if your self-talk is not being looked at. That's exactly what you're doing. And your body and how your body is feeling and consequential illness is just a conversation. It's just telling you how your conversation is going with your self-alignment. So adding consciousness into this equation, what does that begin to look like? I need to be careful and be very mindful and methodical about what I will bring into my nest, right? We are nesting as we start to go into the northern hemisphere, as we go into the winter months. We have these beautiful thresholds, and then we go into the winter. And I'll talk more about that next month. But for now, preparing, start to consider, what's your self-talk? Would you put this kind of poison into your holiday baking? Would you gift it to a friend? No, you would take extraordinary care. You would use the cleanest of ingredients. You would want it to be this beautiful experience. And that's exactly how you need to treat yourself as you prepare your nest. So between now and next month, consider just how extraordinary you really are. Can you own that? Most of us can't own that, and that's how we get in our own way. We stop right there and we freeze up and we think, well, we were taught not to have this ego, not to put ourselves forward like that. So I'll just sort of dim down my light and fit in. And it's more, especially for women, it's just more polite if you don't, you know, actually credit yourself with achieving or doing or being anything. So we've been taught to go in the other direction. Can you begin to reverse that? Can you begin to really own how spectacular you are? That there's only one you, made up like you, and the world needs you. If you can start to really take that in, then you will start to build a nest that will feed you and nurture you. And then you will move into next year creating things based on that place of self-love and self-nurturing and purpose and service and meaning and all the things that really matter to you. There is a practical trajectory to do that. And if you like the sound of that, if you like the tone of that, then I think you're really going to like something that we're going to be doing together that we have not yet made an announcement on, but stay tuned for an exciting announcement about something that Steve and Barbara and myself will be presenting next year through the months of January through March for a 3-month program on this kind of trajectory, on this kind of practical work to be really owning how extraordinary you are. And so with that, I will turn it back to you in the studio. I will say thank you again, everyone, for all that you offer, all that you contribute, all that you are, and really start to recognize that you're preparing, you're starting to nest, and we've got some extraordinary energetic times that we're moving through right now. So be self-loving, be self-nurturing. Let us know how you're doing, and I'll see you next month before the holidays. Back to you in the studio. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, Meg. We'll be back shortly with the final channel from Steve and the group. See you then.